Hey, welcome back to whatever this thing is.
Back?
We're not for back. The first annual.
Yeah, welcome to.
So we had an idea when we first started Bald Move that we would record like everything. And we'd have like company meetings and we'd have planning sessions and all that stuff. And we're going to call it the Empire Business. And it's going to be this cool documentary on how two podcasters started in the world of podcast. And we did, and we found out we just had hours of rambling crap of us arguing minutia and debating what this means and what that means and our feelings about this. And, like, it was both too intimate and too banal to release to people. Like, I'd have to edit. I'd need some guy to edit all of our discussions to where it's interesting and relevant. And, you know, having a camera in the room is weird.
We briefly talked about like doing a roundup of those, just like having those discussions, but then at the end of the week presenting like, here's what we actually got figured out.
Sure.
But never
but
happened.
Yeah, you'd actually have to go
takes
through
a lot more time,
and edit what you found, all that stuff. And we don't have that yet. Maybe one day. But we thought maybe since we did this with the Baldies last year, which I don't even know if that's what we're calling them.
We're
going
to talk
about
that.
Bald Move Annual Award Show last year where we picked the top 10. And we recorded a whole process, warts and all, of us kind of arguing and coming up the lists. And we're like, wow, this seems like a pretty safe topic that we can talk about in front of people and not have to worry about the camera being in the room too much.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we doing a reward show? Just because people expect us to?
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I think getting in there and talking about the shows and remembering what you saw this year and kind of seeing how they all stack up is a fun thing to do.
Generating
both for us and the audience.
Generating list is fun. I don't know why it is, but it seems like that, you know, the BuzzFeeds of the world have honed into the fact that if you can put a number in front of some random collection of shit.
And it doesn't even have to be like you can make the random collection and then just give it the number that happens to be on the list.
17 times Beyonce was flawless in 2014. Like,
yeah.
That's not even
because
that's
we
not
couldn't
even
think
a real
of 18.
Thing. You just yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're compelling and why they're interesting, but they are, and people have been wanting us to do them. We kind of dipped our toe in the waters last year. Very rushed. And we're gonna try to do a little better job this year. So right away, what should we call it? Everyone wants to call it the Baldies.
I don't like the name Baldies, but I don't know why necessarily.
It is the name the community seems to be kind of picking as it's for itself.
I mean, we could call it the BMAs, the Bald Move Awards.
Ooh, the BMAs. That sounds
like
classy.
Like the VMAs. I know. That's kind of where I'm going. Like, Baldies doesn't sound classy at all.
Well, I mean, Emmy? Does Emmy? Because, like, so, like,
or
that
Oscars,
was,
you know?
That was
like,
named because the woman who was the model of the angel was some dude's wife whose name was Emmy. I
100
guess.
Years ago or whatever.
Yeah. So it's like, that's kind of, but now it's classy. It's got a gold. You dip anything in gold.
Name it the Jimmies.
The Jimmy. look at this naked power grab right off the top. Okay. So I'm neutral on Baldies. I feel like, you know, it's kind of the default. You take the first word as your, mover. The moving awards?
The movies?
The movies? No, that's
work
already
for
a
TV award show that's particularly confusing.
The BMAs. I like the BMAs, the Bald Move Awards.
BMAs. And it's not limited
AKA
to only
the Baldies. TVs. You could, you know, it's like that could be its informal name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not an Oscar. It's the Motion Picture Academy of America's award for...
That's true. Yeah. People call it the Oscars because that's the award.
Yeah.
You win an Oscar. You can win a Baldy. You can win a Baldy at the BMAs.
All right.
I feel like that's a tenable title right now.
I'm feeling a bit of award hype now.
Okay.
Do we rent tuxedos for this? I think we should rent
tuxedos. We certainly do, yeah.
We don't even need the pants. That's the brilliant part. We just need the shirt and the tails and bow tie. Maybe not even the cummerbund if we block this camera off just a bit.
I mean, we can just put our faces and say we're wearing tuxedos.
We got to get envelopes. Like though we will know who
gold
is
trimmed.
The winner, we need to get awards that we like rip open and then read.
It's gonna be the lowest rent award show ever. It's gonna be broadcast out of a 10 by 12 studio
where the hosts are wearing sweatpants and
tuxedo tops.
Yep, and white and black tie up front. Maybe we should go white
and
tie.
And then see, it's going to be super great classy. When 20 years from now the BMAs are a real thing and the uniform is sweatpants and tuxedo tops.
Yeah, that's how you have
that's
to
how you present the
award. I want to see
you're giving Hugh Jackman an award for Wolverine 12 in sweatpants and a tuxedo top.
See, I was thinking John Hamm.
He's going to be the next Wolverine?
He needs sweatpants. No, he just needs sweatpants because of the crotch constraints.
Mm.
He can't fit into...
Is this some skit that I'm unaware
know.
Of? Huge dong?
Now I'm annoyed with myself because I remember an interview him being uncomfortable with everyone talking about his huge dick.
Does he have a huge
dick?
He has
a massive penis.
How do people know?
Because it flops around in all kinds of candid photos.
Like, so does Justin Theroux.
Apparently the man, he has a huge penis and he's self-conscious about it, but he wears no underwear and he wears
clothes
that like out like it's halfway down to his knee.
Then you can't complain. If you're not wearing underwear and you're going for jogs, that's on you, man.
I don't even know that it's really complaining because it's like John Hamm's also kind of a joker.
Sure.
So he could have been saying all this tongue-in-cheek, and then on the printed page, he's like, I'm really uncomfortable people talking about my massive schlong.
But you don't see the smirk on his face.
You don't see the smirk on his face. Yeah. The smirk of a man who looks like John Hamm, who has John Hamm's money and career, and has
a
massive hog. Yes. Yeah. I don't know how you can pin more confidence. How you can have more confidence.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, maybe if you've killed a man with your bare hands...
Killed a bear with your man hands.
And delivered a baby simultaneously.
There you go.
He is all that's man. I just objectified him sexually.
Sorry.
Fighting the patriarchy one meat gaze at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So we need categories. How did we
get here? Yeah, so we're thinking, like, last time we just
biggest
did...
Biggest dick.
Yeah, biggest dick. We and that could be, like...
The John Hamm Award. The Hammy.
You win a hammy, John Hamm. You were the only nominee. We're gonna change it up, right? Last year we did like just your standard top 10 list. We came up with the top 10 shows for the year, and that was it. And we had a big debate session. This year I think we're gonna do categories because they're kind of fun.
I still think so. The top 10 is just like that's the most prestigious Baldy.
I think
we
so.
We should have a movie and a TV category.
So like. I don't know, TV show of the year.
Yeah, TV show of the year.
And that encompasses like comedies, dramas, everything.
Yeah.
Right.
And again, maybe we can do movie. I would be interested in movies. I've been watching as many this year because I've been broke most of the year. But I've seen a couple. I don't know. We don't see enough. I don't think we see enough movies. It's already embarrassing to try to say what is the best television when I haven't, for example, seen Transparent.
We see a lot more TV than we do movies.
Yeah, I finally got around to seeing Top of the Lake, which surely would have made my list last year. I'm pretty sure we had a lot of stuff to watch, but I kind of thinking like one of the categories should be like a boomerang category, like stuff that we finally gotten around to watching. Like you know, Aaron finished Deadwood in 2015, so he's ready to crown it the best boomerang title of the year. But like you could throw, throw that in with Top of the Lake. What's some of the boomerang shit that you've taken into Deep Space Nine?
Sure. I mean, I had seen that all before, but I rewatched it this year.
Have you really seen the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I can swear in a stack of Bibles, however high, that I've seen the Next Generation and the old series show, the Star Trek. But when I was watching, because I watched a couple of the ones you were shouting out as terrible.
Okay, yeah. So
I'm like, I don't remember ever seeing these things.
So I'm saying I watched to the end of it.
Okay.
Like, but I don't know that I caught every week.
Saw all 24 episodes per season. All right. That seemed reasonable.
But I definitely remember like once the Dominion War started heating up, I was like, yep.
So would that would you consider that a boomerang?
I guess. I mean, why wouldn't it be?
Mm.
If you're throwing Top of the Lake in there, if you're throwing in... I don't know. I try to only watch current stuff, honestly, because you can just get lost down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, I've tried to always have one gets on my back burner. Like I think I'm finally cleared through that. I think I want to finish Deadwood now.
But it's a real short one. I might check out.
The other one's like you know. Then I could, maybe I should see Transparent instead because it's more current.
So okay, that's a pretty good title, Boomerang. Like that's
all right.
That, or I a category. Start... That's the one that like nobody really cares if they win, but is just like a pleasant surprise, right?
Yeah, we should.
So John Hamm comes up and we say, 30 Rock, here you go. Your episode of 30 Rock wins a hammy because we saw your huge cock. Boomerang, bitch.
Baldies.
And the award is the shape of a boomerang.
Ooh, Baldies 2015. So I'm starting a Google Doc because nothing a bald move happens unless it makes its way to a Google Doc.
It's true.
It might, if it's really important, hit Trello. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like, you know, that old Schoolhouse Rock about how a bill becomes law. Uh-huh. I'm just a bill up here on Capitol. You know, it's like we need mm-hmm. something. It's like, I'm just a doc here in Jim's Drive. Hasn't been updated in 7 months. Don't even know if I'm alive.
And yeah,
it can
pretty
then
much.
Become a podcast. Like it goes through this meat grinder and then becomes an MP3 file. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got this. We got a boom. So we need like a best TV.
Best,
that's yeah. obvious.
Best show.
Best TV / show. Maybe best movie, but that might be a shit show.
I think that's reaching a little far. Like there's a reason the Oscars and the Emmys don't do both, right?
Mm. Well, no.
It's tough.
Wait a second. There are some shows like the Foreign Reporter Awards or whatever the fuck they're called.
Who's ever heard
the
of
Globe,
those?
The Globes. The Golden Globes. Golden Globes. That's the foreign that's, press, right?
That's just TV, though, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's everything.
Really?
And you got Viewer's Choice.
I never watched the Golden Globes.
Then you got the MTV Awards or the Teen yeah, Choice the Awards, which VMAs is just whatever the whatever. Fuck they want it to be every year.
Yeah.
Best Kiss.
I feel like that's going to be
best
something
haircut.
That we do, right? Whatever we want. So like,
yeah, no, I think
most disappointing category is probably
sure.
a good one because I feel like there were a couple,
yeah,
at least this year.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, True Detective,
yeah,
those sorts of things.
You're right, and still we still got Fargo's and The Leftovers. We could
we
be
do.
In for some bitter tears, biggest surprise. You know, I actually
best
feel
premiere,
like
maybe
I was thinking about Pilot, yeah, mm-hmm. like just judging by Pilot. I am going to go through our forums because I believe that we had some suggestions about this. And then I'm going to search Baldies. Emmy nominations, maybe? Nope. Boy, this is a tough one.
Would it be in
how
general
do I find? Because I can't use our forum search because it's busted.
Would it be in the general category?
I don't know. I'm
like
using
other TV.
I'm using Google to search for it. Yeah, I thought, but I had to, people were suggesting. Maybe this got into our Trello. Honestly, I'm gonna check that out into our Trello.
Okay.
This might be an icebox. So this on deck. It's not an on deck. Where is it gone? No, it's not in the done for sure. Boy, yeah, must be an icebox. We have stuff, so just to give you an insight in how some of the things we do here, we got this Trello account, which is a what do you call Trello?
Task manager.
A task manager.
Yeah.
And we have like three piles of things. We have doing, which is stuff we're actually doing. We're in the process of doing on deck, which is like. What we're doing in the immediate future, like the next
stuff that's important,
probably this week, stuff we're doing this week. Then we have a today, which is the stuff we're actually doing today and needs to be accomplished. We have a business meeting one, which is we have monthly and quarterly business meetings, and we throw stuff that are like long term shit into there that we don't want to, you know, we don't want to forget about, but they're longer, more nebulous conversations. And then if we haven't done something with something for a long, long time, it gets moved into the icebox where we don't want to forget it. It was an idea. It is a respectable idea, but we don't have time to think about it. It's clogging up our shit. And I'm thinking, what do we got in here? Like Godfather 3 is something in the icebox. That's about ready to get resurrected.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming up December 20th is when the 40-year anniversary.
Yeah.
It's got to be 40, 30.
new premium. And you know what else is in the icebox? Hmm. New premium content, behind the scenes videos. This is one of the things we're doing. So that's actually an ice boxing. I don't have it, and I can't find the forum. But I remember somebody suggesting that we should get, like, you know, craziest stuff, like worst haircut or biggest douchebag or most hated character. That feels like I think you need, like, maybe, is it love to hate? Do you want to, philosophically, I'm not sure how I feel about the worst type of categories, because that seems funny on paper, but all my worst tendencies as a human being come out when I start just venting my spleen. And I don't know if that's something I want to encourage.
Yeah, keep it all bottled up.
Worst character, there's two or three people I can nominate from Fear the Walking Dead right now. But that's different than like a Joffrey. Like Joffrey is a truly terrible character that is well executed and well acted and it earns it. Whereas everybody else is like pissant annoying character that's unrealistic and bullshit.
So I kind of
that's not
like,
as fun a category.
I like the categories where there are not super specific qualifications, right? So that you go in and you kind of debate like which is more appropriate.
Yeah.
Like, do we want to nominate the guy who is doing a killer job playing this total douchebag of a character, or do we want to nominate the guy who's got terrible writing and is not a great actor, and we just hate him because of that? Like, which has more merit within this broader category of worst character or whatever? Like, yeah. I kind of enjoy those conversations when they come around.
Well, it's kind of, it's kind of like when you're debating the MVP. Like, a lot of people...
Do you go for scoring or assists?
And they make that very literally. Like, if most valuable, like, you can't replace him on this team. Like, you have to... So maybe he's not leading the scores, but if you take this guy away, this team misses the playoffs and is in the lottery for draft picks.
Sure.
And he's always like, are we talking about the best individual player or if it's an MVP? So I guess worst character, that's has a duality to it. It can be...
Yeah.
Literally the most terrible character that we just hate and it's awful. Mm-hmm. Or it could be a really complex, nuanced, interesting character that nevertheless is a terrible human being.
Sure. I like those categories.
Okay. So worst character?
Yeah. So I feel like this list is going to be, you know, subject to change at some point.
Oh, sure.
As we get closer and talk about it again.
I'll just go so far as the only category that will always remain unchanged is the best TV, best show.
Yeah, I think you've got to have that category. What the fuck are you doing? Can you share this document with me?
Sure.
Check it out.
That's step two. That's step two, and it becomes...
That question is always there. Can you share that with me?
If I get through and I create a document and he doesn't ask to share, then I know it's fucked. You're going to the Google Doc gutter, boy, and you're never going to see the light of day. All right, it is shared with one person.
Sweet. Okay, so we got four categories. Best boomerang, biggest disappointment. I feel like that's got to be one.
Should we have a biggest surprise?
Is that going to be... Maybe that could be a combination comeback sort of thing. Like, if Halt and Catch Fire season 2 is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's already out, but
people say I haven't seen it. But
they say it's good, but they said that about season 1, 2, and it was okay. But it can cover multiple things. It can cover that scenario where season 2 was an amazing comeback. It can cover a season 1 that came out of nowhere and just surprised everybody, right?
Yeah.
With how good it was.
Should biggest surprise and is that another like worst character where it's in the eyes of the beholder? Like biggest surprise could be the True Detective season 2 sucked, or was a disappointment. I shouldn't say it didn't suck, but it's
definitely
a disappointment. Or like could be biggest surprise Mr. Robot, something from the USA Network that just blew everybody away.
Yeah.
And like you know biggest surprise could be both of those things, and because that might be a tough category. Biggest surprise of like a year.
Yeah.
You know, and like biggest disappointment, that seems like it's easier. Like every year something's going to let you down, right? Although 2014, I felt like everything was like, I was pleasantly surprised and everything was awesome. Do you know what I'm saying?
Everything is awesome.
Like maybe The Strain, but I wasn't really expecting much from it.
Yeah. I don't know. It had Corey Stoll. I mean, this is, So I guess we need to just discuss the meta, right? Like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I feel like disappointment, like biggest disappointment and best surprise or biggest surprise are should be two separate categories.
Okay. How much?
Because one of them seems positive. The surprise seems positive to me, whereas disappointment is obviously negative.
Are we going to, are we opening this up to, should there be, let me rephrase this. Is there room for the community involvement? Like what, to what extent?
Like the people's choice category?
Yeah. To what extent do we bring in the larger community? Like, do we have, cause I don't want it to be a popularity vote and put the Bald Move name on it.
There could be
terrible. Like, you know, best TV and show, like the Jim and Aaron selection, and then you can have the community's choice.
Yeah.
And we could have, we could acknowledge both. Mm-hmm. The community choice with an asterisk. No. Because it's not as cool and valid. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then there's some categories where maybe I won't have a big opinion on, and it's, and I want to farm that out to like the popular vote. Like, you know, I don't, we're just two men. I don't see how in the world we're going to have as many categories as like the Emmy. Like, you know, although it seemed like best comedy versus best drama might be something you want to do.
It's not a bad idea. So you can at least recognize a lot of
because
comedies.
Like we saw last year, a very, very, very good comedy is just not going to crack the top 10.
I think it was like one comedy hit the top 10.
I did,
is that
any
right?
Of
or
them?
Did it hit 11?
I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that any of them hit
might
the top 10.
Might have got bumped.
10.
Yeah.
But
I don't remember what our top 10 was last year.
You don't?
Not all of it, no.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, maybe you need best comedy, best drama.
I feel like that's a good distinction to at least acknowledge the comedies in the awards.
Although I would say that the best TV show is already the best drama. Then you also have best comedy as like its own separate category.
Sure. Yeah. Cause I mean, obviously the same winner from best show is going to win best drama.
And I think so what do you do with shows like Orange is the New Black? They're not I mean, this is the classic Emmy problems. It's not really a comedy, but you know, it's not as serious as a drama.
And like Louis,
I'd probably throw it in. Well, see,
Louis is more of a comedy in my opinion.
Louis is more of a comedy. Although, have you seen the last two seasons?
No, no.
It's definitely. I don't know. I mean, he. See, this is the this category.
He is
sucks,
a comic,
man.
And therefore, I view that show as a comedy. But
yeah,
you're right. It's not all comedy.
Plus, it's just it's. You know, it's absurd, it's surreal, it's it doesn't have continuity, or it does occasionally have continuity, and then they'll go like a 5-episode cycle and then throw the continuity out the window. So it's much more like a procedural comedy. I don't know. I don't know how you classify that. I'd probably call it a comedy, sure.
Okay, well, I think
but
the
how
distinction
are you
between
Louis from winning every freaking year, or is that a problem?
I don't think it's a problem.
Yeah. You can
if
have
it's
runs
the best
of
show, it's the best show.
All right. All right. Okay.
So yeah, best comedy. I'll go ahead and add that. Whoa. Got double spacing on this thing. Best comedy.
Yeah.
Biggest disappointment, biggest surprise. Best debut?
Do you want to have so here's the other thing. Do you want to have this best actor? Best male lead or best male actor. Ugh. I kind of want
to
get all progressive on and just be like best actor, and that's men, women, everything, and
children,
we just rank
dogs.
We rank the top 10.
You rank the top 10. The top 10 within an awards show.
Well, I mean, you're going to have nominees, right?
So yeah, that's
like,
what I mean.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, there's no nomination and then a voting process. I think it's just like, this is our top 10 and this is our number one. This is our, and maybe outside of the number one, the top 10 are just kind of like, because that's the thing. Like, it was fun to rank those and get arbitrary with them. But really, you got the best show and then you've got all the others, which are just almost interchangeable. Like, they're, you know, being in the top 10 is a solid recommendation. But no, there's definitely strata.
I mean, that's what
there's
the nominees
strata.
Are for, right?
Yeah, but there's even within that, there's
because
definitely strata. You know, like all nominees are not.
Oh,
like
sure.
There's people nominated. There's no chance in hell they're going to win.
Yeah,
it's absolutely. Just an honor to be nominated. That's like the and, the copper tier.
And so I feel like
the Bezos tier.
They, I don't know, most award show do well to only have those two classes, right? Like, you got the winner and you got everybody else. So, like, I don't know that I want to spend a whole lot of time ranking within these different categories.
You want to rank the show. So,
like, but, I think we should do a top 10
but not, of the year, not
but only
them.
For that one best show category.
Okay. Okay.
And that
so
might be a
going
separate
to just,
thing.
How are you going to do best actor? You're just going to list a bunch of people that are notable and then pick the
and
best
then
one?
Pick the best one.
Yeah, I guess that's
debate,
what you do.
Debate the best one and say, this is the best
but
one,
like if
and
we,
all
if we
of these
throw
others
out,
were
that's what we did with the Baldies. We literally named every show we watched that year, both.
Yeah.
And then we prioritized the ones that we both watched, and then we had ones where we can make arguments where only one of us watched. But let's say we end up with 35 actors and actresses. What then?
You got to get a
what
a
then,
pool.
Jim?
So how do
so you pick one
that
you can't
the
have
Oscars
the others all be nominees?
The
like,
that's the thing. How do the Emmys
shit.
Handle that? You can't have 5,800.
It's a straight
actors.
Vote, right? You have
so
to nominate.
Do they take the top X number
I think
of them?
So.
Or?
They take the top okay. nominations, and those are the nominees, and then everyone.
So we have to figure
votes.
Out our nominee pool, like the number of entries that we will allow in the nominations, right? Like there's the number there's so there's. There's just one pool for each of these categories, and those are the nominees.
Mm-hmm.
And then you select out of that one to win it.
Hmm.
So, like, the nominees have to be limited to a certain number. And, I mean, that will probably be part of the discussion and the debates we have as to who gets even nominated, like we did last year with the shows, right? We didn't have necessarily a nomination pool, but if we were doing it, we would have narrowed down that category to 10. And then said, okay, here's the number one, which we kind of did.
What if we let the voting handle the nominees?
The voting?
And then we select
like
the
forum?
Best. Because I'm trying to think in what universe. Yeah, like we put up the community vote and then we pick the winner for each category. And then also you could have in brackets the community choice. Because I'm trying to think of a universe where our number one show would not be in the community's top 10. So that's also like a democratic process, but then we have the final selection. And I guess we could also buy fiat if like the community missed a show. Like, you know, we really fucking love Danger Five and nobody put it up there. Then we muscle Danger Five on. Like we have what's the opposite of a veto? A fiat nomination. We could do that, but I don't think we'd need it. I think if you ask the Bald Move community. Now, voting, it seems like the best way to do this is on a forum. Because you got one user account, and you got one vote.
So if I'm being honest, I'm a little scared of opening everything up to votes because just the sheer amount of time and organization that takes. Whereas having like a people's choice category is much simpler.
Why does it take time and effort? I'm not following.
All the votes have to come in. You have to make sure that people know where to go. You have to advertise it. Like,
doesn't that shit happen? I mean, yeah, you're right. We have to.
I mean, on our part, it takes a lot of organization, which we're notoriously bad at. So I'm a little scared of that, but I'm willing to give it a try, I guess, if you want to.
Well, I was thinking, like, if it...
I definitely want to do at least one category where we're hands-off and we're letting the community decide.
I was just thinking if the forum had some kind of voting plug-in, and I'm not sure if the new forums have that. But
might.
Ideally, you'd have a voting system that would allow people to organically add options. And then if they're the only ones to vote for it, who gives a shit? They're going to be definitely because alternatively, the organization is you're going to have to go through there and like, you know, have a thread for nominations and everybody nominate and then people are going to put duplicates and then I have to, you know, grab everything and tabulate and all that's a pain in the ass. Then you add that to the vote and then everybody votes and then it gets kind of easier after that. But I don't know. I don't know how to do that easily. But that's something we should think about.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think there is an easy way, which is why it scares me.
What about our Bald Move site? Can people just add things to there? The only thing I don't like about that is we have no way to limit that to a single account. And, you know, online voting manipulation is notorious.
It's real.
For having stupid shit happen to it and get manipulated. So I don't really want that.
Yeah, it's another reason to... I don't know. I like the idea of a single category that is community-based.
Well, the problem is like, I don't know that we, as much television as we watch, I don't know we make enough or watch enough to suggest like best actor type stuff and have that to be a definitive list. Because like, you know, like say someone submitted something and I'm like, oh, okay, I haven't seen that. I might watch an episode to see, you mm-hmm. know, because that's kind of what the Emmys do. Those dudes don't watch all television. Yeah. They watch the nominated episode and then, and probably half the time they don't even do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we had a module that allowed people to add, if it was like one vote per user account and it would automatically add polls, that would be pretty cool. If you could automatically add options, I don't think you can. I think that has to be administrated. I don't know. We'll noodle on that for a little bit. But we definitely want the community involved in some form.
Yeah.
What about what other categories do we need? All right. And what do you think of my idea of like best actor? And that is male and female.
It's going to be a big pool that we have to narrow down to nominees, I imagine. Like with some of the casts on these huge shows. But I mean, I think it's a good idea. It's going to be daunting.
Well, the other problem is, I mean, why did they ever split that? Is it because, I mean, was it sexist to do that? Or was like, what if we have a category of just best actor, that's actor and it's male and female actor, and we go 10 years and only men win it?
Then that says something about us.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you start thinking about your biases. Like, well, what if they are really the best? What if they are really the best?
Or what if you just think they're the best?
Right. It's kind of like, you know, every once in a while, it's like if you abolish, like on the NBA, you abolish the WNBA and you just throw all the men and women. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. The women will get drummed out.
That men would always win.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily sexist. That's a matter of biology. Yeah. You'd have to change the rules of basketball to where they're virtually unrecognizable. So men's superior size and strength.
Yeah.
When you're drafting people on that basis, don't come into play.
I feel like it's an even playing field when it comes to acting.
Well, I mean, I don't know. If you've got institutional sexism, maybe the women just don't get the best roles.
Yeah, the roles might be
like, where
not
is
as
the
good.
The women's version of Breaking Bad? I don't know. Like I said, Top of the Lake. We need more stuff like Top of the Lake and Orange is the New Black for you. I think maybe you need more of that before you could just combine the categories, because it's probably fair to say that women in 2015 are still not getting the same amount of shots to do the same amount of stuff.
Sure. I don't think that's unfair.
Okay, so we're back to splitting it between men and women,
I guess, with like a big asterisk that says here's why.
I don't know if you need an asterisk, because that's the thing. Like, I'm trying to think back in the last 5 years, what woman would I have given the Baldy to over like a Bryan Cranston or a Jon Hamm or, you know, those two guys mostly. And it's hard because I can't, most women, even in starring roles, are really, that's just the first support of the male lead.
Yeah, which is the problem.
Who played Carmela Soprano?
I don't know her name.
She was always the lead actress, but she's not. I mean, she's not really one of the leads. Like, she's probably not even as important as like the top five male supporting actors.
No, that's about the men. I mean, and how they deal, how they interact with their families.
We talk a big mess about how Justified has great female characters, but none of them. You know,
Elle Carter is like the closest to what I would say is.
And they're still not. She's not as important as Boyd and Raylan.
Yeah. Is it Elle Carter or Joelle Carter?
That's the thing, is Joelle. Yeah. Or maybe it's Noelle. Or maybe it's Joelle.
Don't even know her name. God damn.
You know, Timothy Oliphant, though, don't you? Sure. Walton Goggins, you bastard.
I do. I guess keep them separate. And we'll keep an eye on those dastardly Hollywood writers
An eye on social progress. Yeah. Sure.
We'll take the temperature of the.
I mean, you could go the other extreme and start breaking it down to minorities. Like, you know, for the same reasons. But I don't know. I don't know. Like,
how obsessed do you want to get with breaking out the categorizations? Because I feel like, yeah, you could definitely make that argument. It's where you need 20 categories to determine the best of every race and creed and religion, like everything.
I know, but I don't know
best Muslim portrayal on television. The fuck are you
there's
doing?
There's only one, exactly. none for this year. So
yeah,
I don't know. But Men and Women seems like it's just going to be a sausage fest. I feel like
it might be. I mean, people like Elizabeth Moss would certainly be in the top.
Sure.
Like they would be part of the nominees if we grouped it all together, but
certainly.
Like for you might be right. There just aren't enough of them.
Yeah. And again, if I had seen Top of the Lake last year, I could see her being in the top five, certainly, maybe top three.
I mean, even for Mad Men. The stuff she did at the end of Mad Men was phenomenal.
But the stuff she does she is the star of Top of the Lake, in every sense of the word. So I think this is something maybe we get community feedback on too.
Then there's Longmire with Starbuck in it?
Oh yeah,
she's pretty good in that. Yeah.
Have you seen Longmire?
Saw the first season of it. Yeah.
Huh. What'd you think?
It was good.
Compared to Justified, favorably?
Yeah. So Justified is definitely better. I enjoy it more, but Longmire was right up there.
Timothy Oliphant and Walton Goggins are better, or is it because the material itself is better?
I really like the guy who plays Longmire a lot. Uh-huh. He's got this kind of, he's not your typical hero. He's more of like a reluctant hero. Like he's keeps to himself. He lives in a very small town in Alaska. He's way up there out of the way and kind of likes it like that. But then he's also a lawman.
It's like the dude from Kung Fu. He just walks the earth.
The guy who hung adventures. Himself while he was jacking it.
Oh, Jesus. Is that really what happened to him?
David...
Carradine?
David Carradine, yeah.
Is that really what happened to him?
Yeah. Autoerotic asphyxiation. He died.
Best death. Our in memoriam will judge people on the worthiness of their death.
The way in which they died.
Like, Hunter S. Thompson was... his body was launched out of a cannon into a giant fireworks display. That would have won that year.
Easily.
He actually died of something like cancer, but still, his corpse went out spectacularly.
Yeah, I mean, his life made his death even better, right?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, what funeral rite attributed to Hunter S. Thompson, if you heard it in the first day, would you have said, nope, I don't believe it? No, there's no fucking way.
That he just had a regular burial?
Yeah, right. Probably, yeah.
They had an open casket. They put him in the ground. Everyone mourned him.
He asked for a Juggalo funeral. That would have pushed that. I would have that pushed the bonds of believability.
Is there a Juggalo funeral? Like a specific thing?
I just remember this thing going around Reddit a couple years ago where a Juggalo and a Juggalette had a baby Juggalo that died. And the whole funeral was done up Juggalo style. Like they were in their
Oh God!
It wasn't like Sunday best. It's more like weird prom, like not mismatched prom bet. And they were in full clown makeup, and their baby had an ICP coffin. It was.
I think that kid dodged a bullet, man. Holy
it's
shit!
It's disturbing. So no, we don't want to do in more. We're not equipped with decency and
well, obviously and that joke was in
for
such
life.
Poor taste.
Yes,
that...
No, we can't do that. So there's no in memoriam for the Baldies.
Yeah. In memoriam,
our show respect for the dead is to avoid trying to pay them respect.
Our in memoriam should be for the careers of people who
living
were once
people
great.
Who has destroyed their careers. Oh wow, wow! Like you got your Steven Seagal.
Oh man,
that's the one that jumps out at me. I don't know. Okay,
career destroying decisions.
That would be funny to do that in memoriam for a person's career.
Okay, well, let's write that down just in case. It could totally get mean, but just in case, I'm going to write it down.
That's funny. The Baldies, turns out that was our in memoriam for our career. this project has turned people off of the Bald Move experience, and we're never getting it back. For an actor's career, Jesus Christ. I remember the person suggesting this had other crazy categories, like sad. It's like flavors like saddest hand job, you know, kind of. like worst love scene.
I want to avoid
like
getting
that.
A little too specific. Because what do you put in best hand job? Or, I mean, saddest hand job? Well, there's really only one.
See, here's what the Penny Arcade Awards, they used to do this every year. And it's essentially, they did it not because they won an award show. They wanted something that they could have, like, pre-compiled content for, like, the 2 weeks before Christmas. That they could
just
schedule.
Oh, and that's why we're doing this, too.
Oh, is
no,
it?
No doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Because
we're taking Christmas, like, a couple of weeks in Christmas
sure,
time
sure.
off.
There's nothing happening. But they always did, like, their best shit was not ever, like, the best thing. It's like, you know, they always had something like best first-person Metroid game, Metroid Prime. Like, is this essentially the top 10 games that they had fond memories of? And they invented ludicrous categories where this mm-hmm. is the only one that it could, you know, fit. Like Shadows of the Colossus was best climbing all over hairy beasts and stabbing them in the head game. We could do that where we just have like five random categories that highlight something absurd that happened this year. Like, you know, saddest okay. birthday hand job goes to Skyler White on Breaking Bad. Something along those lines. But I'm just
best vigilante computer hacker.
See, that's more I'm going for something like best slap, best what would you call that? Parental slap.
Yeah, best mother son slap.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the season,
and that would go to Madison Clark.
Yeah,
on Fear the Walking Obviously. Dead. That'd be like some top things like that. I'm trying to think what others. That's the other thing. Like, I have a hard time remembering specific things when people put me on the spot.
Sure.
Like, you know, if someone stopped me on the street tomorrow and be like, what's your top five cold openings for Breaking Bad? I mean, and even if given a chance to think, like, if, and especially when someone says, here's my five.
Yeah.
That go, oh, whatever I had instantly was overwritten by their fresh content. And I'm like, oh, well, you should, of course, the ones you just mentioned, how can you argue with it? And that's going to, like, we need the community for this because there's a lot of things that I'm just not going to remember.
I wonder if it would
best
work out
of
that
a Coca-Cola
we...
jingle. I mean, but I want something more funny
in a
like
series finale.
Best mother-son slap is the kind yeah. of thing I'm going for. Like, what is something really hilarious or disturbing or mm-hmm. fucked up that we want to recognize?
Best teenage kiss inside of a tree. Like that kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just ultra specific, where it can really only be one
or
thing.
Maybe he just goes like best concealment of boner goes to Carl Grimes of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
John
Hamm not nominated.
Oh, he can't. He
needs a chastity belt.
Yeah. He can't even conceal
a penis cage.
He can't
just
even conceal
that
thing when
it's
sleepy.
Yeah.
Let alone when it's an enraged.
Okay, so I feel like it might be interesting to put up our nominations like a week or so before we start recording the deliberations, and then the community can say, oh, hey, you forgot about this or this, and maybe if we're like, oh, yeah, they're right, we should throw that in there.
Mm.
It might be easier for them to modify a list that we already have than to try to form a list from scratch.
Yeah. There's got to be some ridiculous things on... Like, Better Call Saul. All I can remember is the Chicago sunroof. Like, best unspeakable sexual crime. It's the Chicago sunroof.
That poor kid.
Yeah. We really just need five silly categories that we can rotate through every year.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is you can't, like, there's no lead up to that. It's not like the top three unspeakable sex acts on television, or that would be cool if there was.
Those are the surprise
kind of
categories.
Yeah.
We won't tell people what they are.
They're like the technical
time.
Nominations where they just, you know, like during the commercial break, they say who won for best special effects
yeah,
and
best
makeup.
Grip.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. That was the day before. It's not the real Baldies.
No,
but
no,
here's
there's
who
no
won.
Audience for that.
Polite applause. While we scroll through the yeah. names and. Show like a couple random scenes from something you've never actually seen.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. So what are we going to call that?
Surprise categories?
Like surprise categories.
Know. Yeah.
Surprise / technical achievements.
Technical. I like the technical achievements label.
And for examples, you'll have best mother son slap. most unspeakable sex crime.
I feel like Pete Campbell gets nominated just by default.
You're not wrong. Worst hairline. man.
All right. Well, we got the general
best eye patch. Best eye patch of 2015.
It goes to Ken, obviously.
It's got to.
There's Ken. There's the governor. Nobody gives a shit about that eye patch. It's Ken. There's
maybe you had like the best nonsense plot that no one wants to acknowledge or something like that. Like, for example, how we acknowledge many times, like, this final season of Justified was awesome, but the plot that held everything together made no fucking sense at all. At all. It was just the whole plot was a MacGuffin to get these really cool people to do really cool things and double cross each other all season long. I would like to, like, that's the kind of thing, like, because Justified is probably not going to sniff many of the top list otherwise, but you could sneak it in there. And maybe that's what the surprise categories are for, like shows that we really, really liked irrationally. So
yeah,
like, Banshee is a good example. Banshee's not going to get best, the top
best Amish face kick,
best windpipe ripped out with bare hands.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's what we use the technical achievements category for.
Sure.
Just getting stuff in that we wanted to talk about.
Best transsexual,
eight-person union.
Best transsexual ninja cyborg hacker goes to,
okay.
Is it Job? I think it's Job on, Banshee.
I don't know.
Yeah, you need to watch Banshee, man.
I mean, that could also go really to Mr. Robot, right? I don't know what his sexuality is, but
he's asexual.
Yeah, okay.
Except for I've seen him have sex, so that's not right.
Oh, well then.
He had sex in a pilot, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Best pilot sex scene.
We do need a best pilot, right? Best Ooh, debut. Best
debut would be.
Yeah. Gotta have that.
Yeah. I'd probably give it to Mr. Robot if I had to put a gun to my head right now.
Narcos?
Narcos is pretty good.
Narcos would be in that category.
Although, I don't know, because Narcos didn't grab me until about episode 4.
Yeah, I think it'd be a nominee, though. Like, I don't know that it would win. You gotta think of how many shows are coming out every year, you know?
I'm trying to think of, like, what are some of the other pilots that, like, grabbed us. No. What other thing came out? Like, Better Call Saul. I don't think it was a great pilot.
It wasn't a great pilot, but its debut season was awesome.
You can't call it a big surprise, though, because we expected greatness from it, even though we tried to keep those expectations.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, to be honest, with this cast and these creators, we expected a certain level of excellence that they achieved.
Mm-hmm.
So that is like, you call that a most rewarding experience or most satisfied expectations or... exceeds expectations. Like, that sounds like now sounds like we're hating at grades at one of those schools that doesn't allow you to fail kids.
Yeah, get a gold star.
Below you're below expectations, Nick Pizzolatto.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna put you down as below expectations, but we expect great things from you next semester.
Yeah.
Do a little bit of homework, eat some humble pie, get a collaborator, an editor. Send Corey a bouquet of flowers.
I mean, best,
beg him to come back on
best met expectations is a terrible category.
Right.
Like, we expected this to be awesome. It was awesome. That's it.
Well, it also can be stuff that we thought would suck and did.
Okay. Because that wouldn't fit in Biggest Disappointment, honestly. That would fit in nowhere else.
Yeah, and we don't really have that. I don't have those expectations. Like, I wouldn't watch something if I thought it was going to suck.
Yeah, like, you would only watch it after the fact when everyone says it was amazing.
Yeah.
And you expected it to be
terrible.
It defied
your expectation, sure.
So maybe that category won't even have anything in it.
Best debut pilot. I'm trying to think of all the other stuff that we took flyers on. What other things? I know there was a couple things we watched like right away, but we didn't actually turn that podcasting on to.
I mean, Ash vs. the Evil Dead is probably going to be one of those.
It could be. And there again, it's like it's going to hard to be a pleasant surprise because I expect a bottom. I expect at least an entertaining show.
Yeah. I don't expect it to be great.
No, it doesn't need to be great. It's gonna be fun. Yeah, it should be fun. If it's not fun, if I'm not smiling throughout most of the episode, then it's going to be a failure.
Yeah.
Which is a different bar than like Fargo season 2 has to hit. Like Fargo season 2 has to be important.
Yeah.
It can't just be entertaining.
The Leftovers, same thing.
Yeah, The Leftovers, it would be weird if it was entertaining.
That's true.
It would
be out
of that show's wheelhouse.
Yep.
To be relentlessly entertaining. I don't know. Do we have like, so we don't have a lot here. This Google Doc is pretty bare.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we're not done brainstorming yet.
See, this is a point in the brainstorming where we start to get things get boring and slow. This is why we don't film.
Which is
this
fine.
Stuff.
We can cut this shit out.
Like, can we?
Or we can leave it in and make everybody suffer through it. I don't care.
Will we?
It's behind the scenes. This is the quality content they're paying for.
See, but then the new version of Pocket Cast has a feature where it says eliminates silence. And it'll tell you exactly how many seconds you shave off of a podcast. It's interesting because I'm pretty sure some of these podcasts are running this by default. Because like Star Talk Radio, yeah. Eliminating silence only got rid of like 3.4 seconds in a 45-minute podcast.
Yeah. No, you can run truncate silence in your editor.
Yeah.
And then when you publish it, it just won't have silence in it longer than a certain threshold.
Mm.
Like half a second, a second.
Okay.
We don't do that.
No, we don't. I did a little bit. Like,
Yeah.
I actually ran that through with when I was doing the spoiler edition of Game of Thrones, because I would just monologue in his microphone and I was trying to really work on my technique.
Yeah.
So every time I would be tempted to say, I would just pause and collect my thoughts and then do the next sentence. And then I ran through to truncate silence and it's like edit free podcasting. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But then a couple times it really clipped and made stuff sound like really like a bad edit. And I'm not sure why.
Like maybe your thresholds were set
maybe,
wrong or
maybe
slightly off.
Maybe. But like sometimes like pauses and dialogue
are important.
That,
yeah.
You need that there to sound natural.
And to make a point, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes they're, I mean, you know, that's what music is. Anyway, another interesting thing is I used to run speed up our podcast by a certain percentage.
Sure.
I don't think people know this, but if you go back to some of our old Blue Yonders, we were trying to stay within this hour time limit and it was like, fuck, I got an hour and 10 minute podcast. So I just speed it up times 0.6 or something.
But you did that also. I mean, I think you did it originally to try to get it within the golden hour that we were aiming for.
Yeah.
But then you decided you liked the intensity of it. Like it would take a sleepy or not a sleepy conversation, but just a stately conversation and give it some punch.
Yeah.
You know, it's like even if we didn't have the energy, it would add the energy to it. Why did you stop doing that? As we got better, we didn't need it.
Well, we started doing live stuff, so it would be very apparent. That was one of the reasons, but I stopped doing it even before then. I don't know. Doesn't really matter. Just an interesting bit of trivia for people. If you want to go back and try and identify those episodes, have fun.
It's all Blue Yonder stuff too. So it's like, don't be looking in the TV archives.
Nope.
All right. So best speeded up podcast goes to Blue Yonder.
Best undercranked camera performance. Goes to Jet Li.
In whatever his Jet Li. I didn't see it. I
haven't seen a lot of Jet Li.
I saw like two or three Jet Li in his heyday, and then I found out that it's all like undercranked and like a lot of stunts.
I found like the one where he was the dog or something.
Yes.
Like he starts out as a dog. I forget the name of that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Might have just been the dog.
Dog boy. Old boy.
It was. It was called Asian Dog Boy. And it,
man, was it the killer?
I don't know. I watched a couple of his things, but not much.
Jet Li dog. Danny the Dog. Oh, Unleashed. Yes. Unleashed. Of course. Yeah. Unleashed.
How about
best action sequence? I think that we could put those in surprise.
That's not
like
bad.
if we want to shout out as particularly awesome sequence, we just throw it into a surprise category and call it like, you know.
Yeah, best spinning roundhouse over a barrel. Whatever it is.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Best throat rip, obviously.
Throat rip, yep, sure. Mm-hmm. That'd be in there. There were some, I mean, television's getting really good at staging action scenes nowadays. Like, it's hard to beat that Hard Home episode of Game of Thrones. Like, that was fucking, like, I know we said that this season was a disappointment.
Half hour of action.
But that was badass.
It was like a Transformers movie.
That was really good. Like, and that's, like, you're saying it's like a Transformers movie is damning it with
I just
way
mean in the sheer amount
yeah,
of
the
action.
Spectacle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in that I was watching my clock.
What was the problem with Game of Thrones? It was all Dorne.
Yeah.
The Dorne stuff was just bullshit.
They botched a lot of that. A lot of that action was pretty bad, actually.
Yeah. And I still thought the dragon stuff. I feel like I was on an island by myself, but the best rubber dragon mount.
Flying through the sky with poor green screen.
The shittiest dragon-related green screen goes to Daenerys Targaryen, first of her name.
And the winner is...
Rulers of the First Men, the Andals, and the Rohirrim.
Oh, you can't say all of her names. You'll never end that podcast.
It's a long-ass category, man.
It's
a long-ass winter. You'd have to have 5 envelopes.
Best winter.
Best winter.
Winter's not quite here yet.
It's coming.
It has been for 5 seasons.
Mm. Well, you got a winter to last a generation. It takes a long time to come. Some people would say that the winter lasts longer when the buildup is slower and more intense. You can have a really long winter that just covers the land in white.
Some would say that, I suppose.
If it's a long time coming.
Christ. What has this become? I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of other categories. Like the boomerang. Worst character, biggest disappointment. I don't know the
best
can...
non-HBO.
Best basic cable show.
Oh, like, you know, one of the special cat is surprise. This technical achievement's got to be like the best confession. Because that, like, top 5 moment for television to me is Robert Frost accidentally confessing to murdering somebody in the bathroom on microphone.
It's not Robert Frost.
It's, well, who is it?
I was like, Frost Nixon came out a long time ago, man.
It's Robert Durst.
And that's not even Robert.
Robert Durst.
That's not even Robert Frost. Robert Frost is a poet.
Robert Durst, right? Is it Frank Durst? It's Fred Durst.
Billy Durst.
Fred Durst confessed to killing somebody.
Billy D.
It's Durst. Robert fucking Durst. Jesus. He murdered. He killed them all.
Yes.
Whatever happened to that BT Dubs?
Fred Durst killed them all.
Like, there hasn't been an update since June, like, since this shit dropped. He's going to die.
He's being re-indicted, right?
I guess. It feels like he's rearrested in March.
It's probably awaiting trial. I don't think God, I hope they didn't give him bail this time.
He's still being held in the prison mental health unit in New Orleans.
Okay, good. If you give that man bail, you're the crazy one.
But he's 72 years old. Like, if he dies this year, has justice been served?
I don't know. Probably not.
But that was a fucking awesome moment in television.
That was, yeah. I mean, that was
like
one of the greatest
dropping.
Moments of television, period.
Yeah.
I mean, because...
Yeah, and I didn't expect it.
Yeah, I expected a serial where it's just like...
Like, I didn't expect him to trap
shrug.
Him up on the handwriting.
Uh-huh, those
and,
letters.
And, yep. Like, it just kept getting, like, more crazy. And then at the where they just...
And the finale just gives it all away.
Yeah,
He admits to it.
It's insane. It is...
And the belching and the...
Oh, God, the belching and the farting.
Such an incredible moment.
Oh, wow. And then him talking about it, like him giving himself a post-mission report about, oh, you with the bell, how power people going to possibly believe
What about
you?
Best documentary?
Man, you got that one with coming out next week.
Or best miniseries, maybe? You got
that
like,
one coming out
Show
next
Me a
month
Hero.
With, yeah. But there's one about the war on drugs where it's like on HBO and Obama's actually interviewing prisoners, nonviolent drug offenders. And it's
Obama
like,
is conducting
you haven't heard
this?
About this? Uh-uh. So it's an HBO thing where for the first time, like a sitting president is going to talk to convicts about their charges. And like
he has never been better to do.
If I have my problems with Obama, but any president that could effectively end or begin the end of the war on drugs,
yeah,
it will go down as a great person, a great man.
It seems like he's trying to do it.
Yeah, I mean, he's like he's kind of essentially a lame duck now, and his big thing is giving disappointed speeches in the American people that we still haven't banned guns, which I have a lot of complex feelings about. And also, why are we still locking people up for having dime bags of weed?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Or meth? Or crack? Sure. Or whatever, you know? So, yeah, that would be... I'm interested to see, because it feels like we are, as a culture, achieving some kind of critical mass on that thing. Like, the documentaries just keep coming out. Like, minor drugs keep getting legalized in bigger and bigger states. Like, Ohio... Fucking Ohio is going to vote for legalized weed this year. That's
shocking.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio, if weed gets legalized in Ohio, it's going to be federally legalized within 10 years.
Yeah, domino effect.
And if it doesn't, you know, that's the other thing. It's like it could set the legalization movement back for another decade. But whatever, this isn't the Druggie Awards.
Yeah. But that does lead me to...
Nick Clark would be...
What about stuff like John Oliver, The Daily Show, Bill Maher... Does that belong in its own category? Like best?
Nah, I think they're
political.
We could do technical achievement on it. Like best fake church money organizing scam.
I was going to say, because John Oliver's show has thoroughly impressed me.
Yeah, this second season has been incredible.
Yeah.
Like, because I thought he'd run out of passion topics.
Me too.
But like when he can talk about the Miss America Awards. The classy
or
affair,
FIFA or like any of those
something
things.
Like that, and seem like it's stuff that, like, yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it's not important as Syrian refugees or the war in Middle East or
war on
drugs, but they are social problems,
yeah,
that it's weird that we're still grappling with in 2015.
Yeah, the thing I hope that he's going to do is not let things just drop,
yeah,
like, I don't want him to do a show on a thing and say, we've done the definitive approach for it, and that's it. We're never going to talk about this again.
Because
I feel like you need a sustained
It does feel like
message.
He is doing... He's getting results. Like, that FIFA thing, like, I'm yeah. sure that was, like, a straw that broke the camel's back, but there's been a couple things like that, and some of the win. It seems like he's got a lot
like
of
net
wins
neutrality,
on...
Like, the SEC stuff, like...
Yeah. Like, I don't know
not,
whether
not
that's
SEC,
just...
FCC.
A, he's, like, more of a bellwether... But
maybe
there
so.
Are there is a shocking trend of him covering topics and that raising awareness and putting people on the spot.
Because he engages people at the end of his shows. He'll have a call to action. Here's something you can
well, just,
actually
and just,
do.
Like, I think he does a really good job at showing how journalism sucks. Because like he contrasted this journalist asking these guys the question of, would you attend a gay wedding? Who cares, ultimately, at the end of the day? Ask them if they will back actual federal law that would ban discrimination, especially in the areas of housing, credit, employment, on the basis of sexual orientation. That's
a better question.
Yeah, like whether Ron Paul will go to one of his second cousin's gay marriage, it doesn't mean dick if he won't sign a bill that would end discrimination. Like,
yeah,
and it seems like that's. A relatively like I thought that was a hard hitting question until I got like the John Oliver version of it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's so much better. And it's like, why are the comedy shows doing such a better job at journalism?
I don't know, because they're on once a week.
Because they don't care if like I feel like
they're not
MSNBC and CNN and Fox are addicted to the talking heads. And if the talking heads didn't show up to talk, what would they do? And the best way to ensure that the talking heads will stay away is if you piss them off.
Mm.
Whereas, like, if somebody cancels an appearance on John Oliver, that's more grist for them. He can just make fun of them for a whole week on the fact that they cowardly refused or backed out because of whatever.
Sure. And then move on to the next topic the next week.
Move on to the next topic. I don't know.
I don't know. Do we need a category for those, or is that going to be part of the best show? I think we can
put them in some technical achievements. Because there's just not enough of them. And honestly, the new Daily Show looks like a shit show. I'm going to watch it tonight. This new host. Of course, I can't remember his name. I got into Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart after the Colbert-Stewart split.
Yeah.
Like, I started programming on DVRs because it's always up late, and I've always did other things at night. But recording it and watching it, like, after dinner or before dinner has been my sweet spot. So it's like, now Colbert's gone, and the nightly show, it hasn't really grabbed me. I give it a try every once in a while, and I think this new host of the Daily Show looks like, I don't know, he's just like a smug young dude.
That, not as serious as Jon Stewart. Like your comedians to be serious.
I don't know. Jon Stewart had a way of being goofy and have gravitas where appropriate.
He was goofy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Jon Stewart he's older, had gray in his hair, he had kids.
Mm-hmm.
This guy looks like he just rolled out of a college fraternity.
Jon Stewart didn't have gray in his hair when he started.
I get that.
20 years ago.
He also never
looked
like he rolled out of a fraternity.
It's true.
They wheeled him out of a fraternity fresh off of a bender and, you know, put a suit on him and said, start reading the news, monkey.
Yeah,
monkey boy.
I don't know. I haven't checked out the Daily Show in a long time.
That might have been the exact words they used when they rolled Jon Stewart out the first time. I'm just saying it didn't look like it. But I also wasn't there for those days.
Sure.
What I'm saying is that might be a flash in a pan. Like, we might a year from now have John Oliver and that's it. So I don't think he needs a category, but for sure I would like to shout out because that show has been fantastic.
Yeah. So yay or nay on best documentary or miniseries or whatever.
I do watch a lot of documentaries.
There are a lot of good ones coming out. Yeah.
So maybe,
but they're like documentary series, right? Like, I'm not talking about documentary movie necessarily.
Plus, like,
when
do they
come
out?
We shouldn't go into movies because movies are going to be too much.
And also it's kind of like, I watch a lot of documentaries on HBO and Netflix.
Yeah.
HBO, usually those are original, but Netflix is like, that might have come out 5 years ago. I'm only seeing it because, you know, Netflix paid 3 pennies to get the license from Nat Geo or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like, is it the best documentary that I've seen this year? Would it be in a boomerang documentary category?
I don't know. But how many documentary series do you watch? Is it enough to get there? Is it like, you know, there's Vice.
It's a document. Oh.
What?
I thought you were talking about, when you say documentary series, I was thinking like the Robert Durst thing is a documentary series. But this Vice, which I think
Vice is also a documentary series, it's just not about one topic. Right?
Yeah. And I honestly, I think
But where do you put like Show Me a Hero, which is David Simon's fictionalized version of real events? It's not quite a documentary, but it's not.
Well, it's either documentary or it's not. Like, Treme wasn't a documentary.
I'm all for
The
that
Wire
philosophy.
Wasn't a documentary either.
Sure.
So, if it's not real, if it's fictionalized, then it's fiction.
Yeah, but, so the story in The Wire is completely fictional, right?
Yeah.
Like, none of this Amsterdam shit happened, none of that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
Whereas, in Show Me a Hero, it's taking a real-life situation and portraying it on film. It's not like they're making up this situation whole cloth. It's like, here's what happened in Yonkers with this mayor at this time in history. We're going to show it. But, of course, some of it is fictionalized.
Well, I mean, it's a hard, like, would you call American Hustle a documentary? Even though it was loosely based around this minor scandal where someone took a bribe from Arabs to do. I can't even remember what the plot for American Hustle
was.
Yeah,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. It's like, is the Liberace film with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon, was it a documentary because it was about a real situation, real people? That's more of a biopic.
See, that's a tough category.
To me, it's like, again, if it's either documentary, it's not. If it's fictionalized, then it's a different type of thing. Like, to me, a documentary is...
So documentary doesn't have
voiceovers,
actors.
Voiceovers, it's canned footage, it's talking heads.
Real people.
It's real people. And if you have enactments, they are clearly marked as such. And they're probably poorly done. But I don't know. I don't know if we need a new documentary category. It feels like that's what the but the special category is supposed to be goofy too. Like I don't want to extend.
Yeah, I don't
the
want technical
categories.
Achievements to just be everything else.
Like, yeah,
that's too much.
I see what you're saying. But I could see a year where there's not any documentaries that we've seen.
Yeah.
Or I don't know how to classify the documentaries I've seen.
I don't know. Let's put
like
it
I saw,
on there
like,
just
like,
in
you
case.
Know, I saw Blackfish this year, but Blackfish came out like 2 years ago. Blackfish is a hell of a documentary.
It's a boomerang documentary. I'm going to throw it on there just in case, but...
It's a whale of a documentary.
Here, I'm going to... That's terrible.
I agree. How they treat those whales is terrible.
No, that joke. all right. Anything else? Are we missing anything?
Huh.
I mean, we're probably not going to release this until we've got this process well underway. So
we
can't really give it to the audience to review.
Sure, sure. I'm trying to think what else we could do.
Might make a thread on the forums to ask about like categories that people would like to see. And then we can say, you know, does this fit into what we want to do? Maybe add some to the list.
Does this
from the
fit
community.
In our vision? Does this fit in our vision of the Baldies?
It's our award show, man. Gotta make it.
Anything goes.
Make it impressive.
Freewheeling. Rock out with our Baldies out. Their hams out. Can we make the Baldy Award actually be a giant phallus that's just dipped in gold? We call it the hammy.
That's a good question. What are we get? What is the statue going to be? What is the actual
award? I just told
award?
You what it's going to be.
No, it can't be a dick.
As president and CEO of Bald Move, I outrank you. And
but
it's
I have 50% say in everything, so we're going to be vetoing each other all day.
Mm. Little known bylaw, the presidency is worth a plus one modifier, and a vice presidency
is that right?
Negative one.
You have to go read our bylaws, apparently.
You should have read it
the
first time.
Don't know when you snuck that in.
Best corporate takeover of a podcasting empire. I exploited Jim's tendency to sign whatever I threw in front of his face.
Yep.
Oh God, paperwork. I don't know. This feels like a good start.
I think so.
Feels like a good start. It's a good mission statement for what we want. Like, I don't want this thing to be some. If this gets to be some self-serious bullshit, I'll immediately stop wanting to do it. It's a celebration of things I thought were really good. And amusing. It's almost like,
and it has the Bald Move spirit.
I want the Baldy should be like an annual, like you know, essentially sitting around with your friends. Wasn't a cool win, and like I think it'll be cool for like 5 years down the line from now to go back and be listened to like some random and like, oh yeah, Boardwalk Empire finished up. And if we're not capturing those moments, if you can't listen into like the 2 hour Baldy ceremony. And kind of get a snapshot of what the good and bad and hilarious on television was, and I feel like we failed.
Yeah, as long as we can, you know, maintain some humor.
What's interesting, I think the Oscars doesn't do a very good job because when I was researching the Color Purple thing and like you know how that didn't get it got lots of nominations but no wins. I started going back and like looking through the years of the Oscars and. Like, one out of 5 years, I don't feel like this does a good job at capturing what the cinema was like that year.
Hmm.
Like, a bunch of shit that I've never heard of, and, you know, things winning over stuff that's become culturally iconic. And some of that stuff is just hindsight, 50-50, but what the hell kind of job are you doing if you're, you know, picking that stuff? If you can't look and be like, okay, Oscars in 1995, oh yeah, that was definitely the year of whatever. I just don't know what you're doing.
It's the year 24 or some shit. I don't know. All right. No, I think that's a good start.
Draw this to a close.
Yeah, I suppose so.
What are we going to direct feedback to? Do you want to direct it just to our generic box?
Well, so I don't think this is something where we're going to get feedback, right? The plan I thought was to release this kind of as bonus material during the time of the awards.
So we're coming up with our own action list here. We want to go to the forums and ask for suggestions for categories.
I think so.
Okay. All right.
Because by the time you see this, it'll probably be too late.
Sure. So this is just behind the scenes. We're recording this in the very end of September 2015.
And some of this stuff we can't do until
a couple months from now, right? Like we still have Fargo.
Yeah, when are we going to do this award ceremony? Is it going to be during the Christmas break? Is it going to be after the New Year? So we get everything?
All the shows go off air like the 15th of December. That gives us a easy week before Christmas starts to get all this stuff done. And I mean, so we also probably ought to do The Godfather 3 like in November, because I don't know that we have chance to watch a 3-hour movie. And then that's something I'm going to actually have to think about, because it's the first time I've watched it. And we did say like we're going to record one podcast, like it's just our immediate, like the instant Godfather 3 instant cast.
Yeah.
And then we'll actually think about it and ponder it and read other people's thoughts and then come back with like the full, like our full thoughts on Godfather 3, our measured thoughts. But we need to get that done in November if we're going to do the Baldies.
Yeah.
Because the Baldies could easily eat up a week.
A couple days at the minimum.
And the last time it did, it was like a 3 to 4 days affair.
Yeah. Just making lists and arguing about it all.
Researching and finding the merits and just trying to get.
And I imagine there's going to be stuff that we have to just go watch, you know? Like, you need to watch this because it's going to be on my nominee list for best show. And if you haven't seen it, we're not going to be able to give it fair.
You at least have to watch a pilot, for example.
Yeah. I just don't think
what's the one show that you got into that had the dude from Animal Kingdom, the crazy dude from Animal Kingdom? Was it Damages? Bloodlines. You might say that's going to be on my top list. Like, okay, well, I need to watch the pilot. So at least I know what the hell you're talking about. Whereas if I throw like Top of the Lake on my Boomerang list, then
I need to watch some of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So that's it.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, enjoy this in a couple months when you see it.